Penguin Random House Audio presents The Marco Effect by Jussi Adler-Olsen. Read for you by Graham Malcolm. Prologue. Autumn, 2008. Louis Fon's last morning was as soft as a whisper. He sat up on the cot with sleep in his eyes and his mind still a muddle, patted the little one who had stroked his cheek, wiped the snot from the tip of her brown nose, and stuck his feet into his flip-flops on the stamped clay of the floor. He stretched, squinting at the light, as the cackle of hens and the distant cries of boys as they cut bananas from the palms drifted into the sun-baked room. How peaceful it seemed as he took in the sharp aromas of the village. Only the songs of the Baka people when they gathered around their fires on the other side of the river could delight him more. As always, it felt good to return to the Jar region and to the remote Bantu village of Somolomo. Behind the hut, children were at play, whirling up the dust from the red earth, shrill voices prompting congregations of weaver birds to burst from the surrounding treetops. He got to his feet and went toward the light that flooded in from the window, placing his elbows on the sill and beaming a smile at the girl's mother who stood by the hut opposite and was about to sever the head of the day's chicken. It was the last time Louis would ever smile. Some 200 meters away, a sinewy man and his escort appeared from the path by the palm grove, an ominous sign right from the start. He recognized Mbomo's muscular frame from Yaoundé, but he had never seen the Caucasian with the chalk-white hair. "Why is Mbomo here? And who's that with him?" he called out to the girl's mother. She gave a shrug. Tourists were not an unusual sight on the edge of the rainforest.